With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there are proposed deep cuts to California's budget. Correspondent Norman Hall has the details.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing the elimination of 10,000 vacant state jobs and cutting spending across 260 state programs. Newsom cites a budget deficit of $27.6 billion. Newsom outlined the deficit as part of his proposed $288 billion state budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. This is the second year in a row the nation's most populous state is facing a multi-billion dollar shortfall. State revenues have continued to fall amid increasing inflation and a slowdown in the state's normally robust technology industry. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 125 points, the NASDAQ dropping by 5, the S&P 500 index rising by 8 points, oil down $1 to $78.26 a barrel. This is SRN News. How close do you feel to other people?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks that question, and it reveals that 66% of the general population says they do feel close to other Americans. And religion is a determining factor. Amongst people of faith, 73% say they feel close to others, compared to just 51% of people who are not religiously affiliated. Older Americans, conservatives, and Republicans are also more likely to feel close to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch is still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller in this country, plunged last year amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. A Virginia school has voted to restore the names of Confederate military leaders to a high school and an elementary school.
It comes 4 years after the names were erased. Shenandoah County School Board voted 5-1 to rename Mountain View High School for Stonewall Jackson and Honey Run Elementary as Ashby Lee Elementary, named for two Confederate officers. Board members who voted to restore the Confederate names say the previous school board ignored popular sentiment and due process when those names were changed. Rich Thomason reporting.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has told attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced nastiness and lies over the last several years. He also decried Washington, D.C. as a hideous place. Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama. More details at SRNnews.com.